I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, our sports director, Mike Plourd, chatted with Mark Evans. He's the voice of Negaunee Minor football here on Great Lakes Radio Sports. And they talked about Mark's return to the broadcast booth with Greg Nelson and what to expect as the Miners take on the Manistique Emeralds for the start of the 2016 season. Here's Mike Plourd chatting with Mark Evans.
Of course, we're all excited about football night in Negaunee tonight. The first question I want to ask you is, how does it feel, Mark, to be coming back to Negaunee to do Negaunee Minor football?
Feels fine. You know, it's always been something I've looked forward to doing. It's something that I've always enjoyed being a part of. Paul runs such a great program. The Negaunee District runs a great program. It's a great atmosphere when you've got a home game, which unfortunately tonight we don't. But yeah, it's something that you're just proud to be a small part of it.
Yeah, I can really imagine the Negaunee Miners, that is a special program, and it's always been a lot of fun. Of course, you got Greg Nelson sitting next to you. I don't know who knows more about Negaunee Minor football than Greg Nelson.
Yeah, he's such a great resource when it comes to players, their family history, the history of the family through the program. You know, he knows the kids. He knows the town. He can remember back to certain playoff games. So if we wind up, you know, seeing McBain or someone way down the road, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get into the playoffs, he's got this memory from this, that, and the other thing. And he's got a coach's perspective. You know, that's the other nice thing about it, too. He's an X's and O's kind of guy, and you know, he brings a lot to the table that way.
Talking to Mark Evans, who is back in the broadcast booth with Greg Nelson for Negaunee Minor football. And, Mark, what can you tell us about the Miners this year?
You know, if you were to ask Paul Jacobson that same question, he'd probably give you the same answer I'm going to give you. We're going to find out tonight. You know, we really are. You know, we've had 2 or 3 weeks of practices. You know, they know the personnel that they have. But until you get into a game situation, you don't know. You know as well as I do that when it comes to high school football, there's nothing really too sexy about it, especially early in the season. You keep it basic. You keep it simple. You know, key for any team at this time of the year is to stay healthy. And really not turn the ball over. How many times have you seen it, Mike, where you're calling a game and you know the team that really should have won that ball game didn't because they dropped the ball on the field 4, 5, 6 times? So I think tonight, you know, we're going to find out a lot of the answers to the questions that everybody has, and that is, what kind of team are we looking at?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark. It's, you know, mistakes are everything in a football game, especially in the team that holds on to the football more is more likely to win. We know the Miners have a great defense, especially because we know Paul Jacobson's program. But when you look at the Manistique Emeralds also, they also give the Negaunee Miners fits in that very first game of the season.
Well, the first game of the year is tricky. I mean, you know this better than anybody with Ishpeming taking on Iron Mountain. You know, when you take on a Manistique team that you know, from year in to year out, you don't really know what you're going to get, it creates problems. And the exciting part about this opener each and every year is you've got to be on your toes. You know, it's a conference game. You know, you're not getting some cream puff, you know, right out of the gate. I mean, these games are all going to count at the end of the year. So, you know, Manistique has always brought their best, regardless of what it is. And even in years when you knew they were going to be down, all of a sudden it's third quarter and it's a 6-point ball game. All of a sudden, you're kind of scratching your head wondering how they did it. So. They're like any other team in the Mid-10. You got to be very careful. You got to be on your game. You got to take care of the football. And Negaunee does that more often than not. The Miners wind up being okay. But yeah, it's not an opener that I think people look forward to as far as what potentially can happen and how good Manistique potentially could be.
Mike Plourd in the studio. I'm talking to Mark Evans, who is back in the broadcast booth for Great Lakes Radio, along with Greg Nelson for Football Night in Negaunee. And Mark, what's one last thing you want to leave with the fans before the broadcast starts tonight?
Let's have some fun with this. I mean, that's really what this is all about. At the end of the day, it's about really, you know, supporting the kids, supporting the school, supporting the families that really give a lot of their time to these kids. So if you can be at the game, make the trip, you know, please do, because more maize and blue in the stands is always a great thing. If you can't make it, we'll have it. Tell Grandma and Grandpa in Ohio that it's on the internet. And hey, let's just have some fun with this, because that's really at the end of the day what high school football is all about.
That's absolutely true, and you're right. You know, Ishpeming is going to have their hands full with Iron Mountain. We're going to do the same thing. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Have a great broadcast. I know you and Greg are planning to get on the air right around 6:30 tonight. Game time is set for 7. Best of luck. Have a great broadcast, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike.
That's the comments of Mark Evans, the voice of Negaunee Minor football here on Great Lakes Radio Sports, and sports director Mike Plourd. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.